Hello.
Hello, it's John here, John Frame from Queer Radio on 4ZZZ in Brisbane.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
How are you, Morn and Eve?
I'm good, John. This is Morn and Eve here too.
Hello, John.
That's Eve.
How are the Kransky sisters?
Very good, John. Yes, yes.
Okay. Now,
nice day today.
It's beautiful. You're actually in Brisbane at the moment?
Yes. We just come down because we've got to do a show at a playhouse and they're showing us where to come with our car. Yes.
Okay. Because you haven't played the playhouse before, have you? You've been at QPAC at Cremorne Theatre, but not the playhouse.
Yes. Not the playhouse. It's a big theatre, isn't it?
Certainly. You're confident that you'll get big houses?
We don't live in a very big house.
Right.
It's a three-bedroom house.
It's a three-bedroom house, yes. It was our uncle's house.
Okay, but the last I heard, your sister Alva, wasn't she living in a humpy at the back?
Yes, she lived in the humpy down the back.
Uh-huh.
Even I put her bed curtains because she practices so loud.
Fair enough. So why, if it's a three-bedroom house, isn't she allowed in the house to live there?
Well, that's our mother's... the third bedroom was our mother's room.
Mm-hmm.
It's locked up. And the second bedroom, that's our craft room.
When Ava left to go to TAFE Toowoomba,
yes,
we made it our craft room.
Yes, she studied for 2 years. Her father paid for it.
Mm.
TAFE Toowoomba. So even I took over the room.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Is this... There has been a suggestion, a strong element of what makes the Kransky sisters who they are is that they're spinsters. And I'm just wondering, what if there was another element? If, for example, one of you did fall in love, or that you, as a family, met a man who was friendly enough to want to marry one of the sisters, as happened in Little Women, how welcoming would the household be then to a man coming in and living with you?
Dear, I don't know. We've never really thought about that. I mean, he'd have to sleep in the humpy. Ava would have to move out into the house. Maybe into the house.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Ava could come and sleep in the craft room then, and he can sleep in the humpy.
Okay. So this wouldn't be the end of the Kransky sisters if there was a marriage?
No one will get married. We don't need anyone. We're happy how we are.
That's fine.
Is Perry Slice is nice?
Yes, I like him too.
Who is Perry?
Perry Slice works at the local abattoir. He's a friend of our manager, Earl Manison, who runs the RSL.
Lovely. Now,
and he likes Eve. But he's a vegetarian.
So am I.
Vegetarian.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
50?
Mm.
That's a nice age. Morn, I'm only 46.
Morn, can John come over for a cup of tea?
I would love to. I would love to. Actually, after seeing you perform at the Cremorne Theatre, I met you afterwards and I whispered in Eve's ear, Eve, that you were my favourite Kransky. But do you find that people have favourites? Do they like the whole group or do they tend to have one single Kransky they love?
Yes, they seem to have lots of favourites. Sometimes people yell out Ava. Different people, but I think the men all like Eve.
Hmm. It might be...
Because she's nice.
Yes.
But
Ava eats so much chocolate.
Everyone likes the different things.
Different ones, yes. Different things.
Yeah. The Kranskys, from my experience of seeing you live on stage as well as on Steve Abbott's In Siberia Tonight, is that you really are quite a visual act. That's a huge amount of the appeal. But
yes.
I was just going to ask, if you decide to record music, then would you prefer to record in a live setting or would you go into a studio and record separately?
It's a good question.
I think that we'd probably record it at the front of our fireplace at home.
Mm.
Yes. We have nice acoustics in the room. The Fibro gives a nice acoustic.
It does. Which is where I'm standing at the moment, in fact. So will there be recordings published by the Kranskys?
There will be, apparently, a DVD
early
next year.
Yes.
Wow.
But I think it would be nice to have a CD as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, a tape or a cassette.
You can fit a lot on a cassette.
Absolutely. When you get into that multimedia format, though, there will be more people around the world well aware of you. And a man after that show at the Cremorne Theatre that time, I heard him suggest to you that you might go over well in the States.
Yes. Morden, is New York in the States?
Yes.
Because
we might go there.
That man said that we might go there.
Yes, we may be going to New York.
Woo.
Edinburgh.
Yes, and Edinburgh next year.
And Montreal.
Yes.
Okay, because you've certainly got the credentials. You've received awards at the Melbourne Comedy Club.
Yes, Comedy Festival.
Right. And do you mind if people laugh during the shows, if they're paying attention to how you're presenting the music as much as how you're playing it?
Sometimes we don't mean to be funny and people laugh. It's interesting. No, we don't mind. If they can want to laugh, that's their business.
It's good to be happy.
Ah, absolutely.
Before they put you in a box.
Can you tell us if there are any particularly great new songs that you'll be working on in this show? Because it is a new show that you're doing.
Brand new, yes.
You have all new songs.
Yes.
Jimi Hendrix.
Ah. Yes.
And some Steppenwolf.
Beautiful.
Simon and Garfunkel.
AC/DC.
Uh-huh.
Jim Croce. Eurythmics.
Ah, beautiful.
Yes.
Now, you performed at the Sydney Opera House.
Yes, and next year too.
Right. So would that be about the pinnacle of your career, or do you find that there are some intimate shows that you've done where you find that the audience were just as one with you?
So many of the concerts we feel
at one. Yes.
With the audience.
Yes.
And when we went on a tour recently
at West,
and our smallest audience was 20 people.
Yes.
And we felt very one with them too.
Yes.
As we did with 3,000 at Woodford.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's a huge crowd.
Yes, we had 3,500 people at our concert in Woodford.
That's excellent. Now, can I hear Arva actually practicing in the background there?
Yes, she is.
So is Arva not really inclined to talk? Or are you, Eve and Morn, just more comfortable being the mouthpieces for the Kranskis?
Yes, she doesn't speak in public.
There's a preview on Tuesday on the 15th, and your shows then run through to the 19th at the Playhouse at QPAC. What's the penultimate part of the show?
Well, we might be cooking on stage.
And there'll be a few surprises.
There's a very big surprise at the beginning. You're only not allowed to tell you it's a surprise.
All right, and for merchandising, I happen to have one of the Kranskis souvenir tea towels here at home.
Yes.
Things like this will still be available?
Yes, it'll be available, yes.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be at the preview on Tuesday night.
Oh, good.
And then I'll be able to enthusiastically rave about you.
Come and say hello, John.
Come and say hello.
I shall.
John sounds nice.
Yes. Yes.
I pass on.
Yes, be quiet, yes.
I'll pass on the love of all of our Career Radio audience to you, and we'll see you then.
Yes, okay. Send our love to the Career Radio people.
Yes, say hello, everyone.
Bye, Morn. Bye, Eve.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
See you soon.
Longer. sure healing. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing. Sexual healing.